Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome to another episode of the Winning Every Day podcast. I'm so glad you've tuned in today because I believe the word we are about to share will uplift your spirit and give you strength to face whatever challenges may come your way. Our topic for today is a present help in times of trouble. And our Bible text is from Psalm 46, verse 1, which says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. A few years ago, I came across a powerful story about a young woman named Kara who survived the 2011 Joplin, Missouri tornado. That storm was no ordinary storm. It was nearly a mile wide, with winds raging over 200 miles per hour. It tore through the city, leaving behind scars so massive they could be seen from space by NASA's Terra satellite. In fact, it became one of the costliest and one of the deadliest tornadoes. To this day, it remains a defining event in Joplin's history, even inspiring a Netflix documentary titled The Twister, Caught in the Storm. In the middle of that storm and chaos, Kara found herself trapped in a tiny closet as the winds ripped everything around her apart. She later shared that, while everything was collapsing, she felt something supernatural, an overwhelming peace, almost as though someone was holding her close, keeping her safe. Her house was flattened, but she walked out without a scratch. She said, "It was God's presence that carried me through the storm." Friends, have you ever been in a place where it seemed like the world was falling apart around you? Maybe not a tornado with 200 mile per hour winds, but the storm of sickness, financial struggle, or emotional pain. In those moments, the question rises in our hearts, where is God? Let me encourage you with the truth of Scripture. Psalm 46 verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Did you notice those words? Not distant help, not delayed help, but a present help right here, right now with you. Have you ever wondered why God allows us to pass through storms? Well, the Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. God never promised a life free from trouble, but He promised His presence in the midst of it. Isn't that true? Maybe you're asking today, but what if I feel like I can't handle it anymore? My dear friend, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9 reminds us of God's words, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." So when you feel weakest, that's when His strength shows up strongest. As you go today, take a moment right now and reflect. What storm are you facing in your life today? What area feels overwhelming? Picture that situation and remember, God is not absent. He's your very present help, even in this very moment. Here's your action point for today. Don't carry the storm alone. Pause, breathe, and invite God into it. Say, Lord, I can't do this on my own, but I believe you are with me. Speak His promises over that situation. Write down Psalm 46 verse 1 somewhere you can see it today and remind yourself, God is with me. Now let's make this faith declaration together. Say it with me. Today, I declare that God is my refuge and strength. I will not be shaken by troubles, for the Lord is my very present help. I walk in peace, confidence, and victory because God is with me every step of the way. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, thank you for reminding us today that you are a present help in times of trouble. I lift every listener into your hands. No matter the storm they are facing, surround them with your peace, strengthen their faith, and guide them into victory. Lord, let today be filled with testimonies of your presence and power in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Beloved, walk into today knowing you are not alone. God is with you, God is for you, and He will never fail you. If this message has blessed you, share it with someone. You never know whose storm you might calm with a word of hope. And don't forget to download your copy of Bible in a Year, a daily Bible reading plan for 1 year, on our website. Until next time, keep winning every day.
Life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.